streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We have a great, great guest tonight, and we have Ms. Hall tonight, and she's here to talk about a lot of injustice that's been going on. And without further ado, I'm going to bring her on, and she's going to formally introduce herself, and we're going to get this interview started. Hello, Ms. Hall. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
We're blessed tonight, and we're glad that you could attend us tonight.
I'm happy to be here also.
All right, Ms. Hall, we want you to formally introduce yourself, and we'll get the interview started.
Okay, my name is Nancy Hall. I'm the mother of Celeste Beard Johnson. In 2003, Celeste was convicted of capital murder and injury to an elderly person, which was her husband, Stephen Beard, and sentenced to two life sentences, which would run concurrently. And she had 40 years in prison before she could even ask for her a parole. And we didn't do anything. I didn't come on the scene, or I wasn't participating in helping her very much until the appeals court in 2006 rejected her appeal. And then after that, she sent me information. She sent me the appeal, and then she did a writ of habeas corpus, and I got a copy of that. And then eventually she sent me all the transcripts of the court case, and I began to write and to help her out with different copies and different things to try and help her to be freed, because she's innocent. And the first thing that came on, or what I thought of, was to write. I had all of her letters from, it was 1996 through 2008 at that time, so I decided to put it together in a book called Wounded Bird. Includes letters from Gatesville Prison, and it went out in 2008. I let her read all the stuff, and then I heard more information in 2009, so I added 2009, because in 2009, June the 1st, 2009, her appeal was, or her habeas corpus was denied, and she was time barred, which means that she couldn't put any type of legal paper out unless she had new evidence. And so being time barred, in her writ of habeas corpus was 4 days late to the Superior Court there in Austin, and so that time barred her for the remainder of her life sentences. So after that, after Wounded Bird was out on the market, we still weren't getting much headway. So she, along with five other inmates, wrote a cookbook with items that she got in the commissary, and I contacted Hans Scherer from Justice Denied, and he helps a lot of innocent people. In fact, he was the one that we contacted to get a book, Freeing the Innocent, which was written by Michael and Beck Pardue. And It was how we did it. In other words, he was in prison for 25 years, I think 25 or more, and he showed in the book how they kept writing and writing and writing, and so that really prompted us to do Wounded Bird and then the cookbook, which we submitted to Hans, and he put it together in the book. It's called From the Big House to Your House, and the women donated the proceeds of the book to the Justice Institute to help innocent people. And since then, she's written another cookbook all by herself, which has been sent to Hans. It's called High Fence Foodie, and he's putting it together now, so I hope it's going to be out in the fall. But that was our modus operandi these last few years. Actually, she's been in prison 12 years for something that she didn't do. And I've been working, writing different things for the past 8 years. So that's been my life.
Wow.
And in the 8 years, I've gone through transcripts, and I have a new book out. It's called Trial by Perjury. And I've actually listed several of the actual testimony and the reference in the transcripts, where you can look it up and see the full details of what the people testified to. And that's 200 and some pages. But I couldn't get it published because people were afraid of being sued. So it's just an e-book on Amazon.com, Trial by Perjury.
Great. Now, I want to ask you, Ms. Hall, when this incident first took place, and that's your daughter, how did you feel as a mother when, you know, you heard about this news, you know? Did you hear about it on TV, or did your daughter call you when this incident happened, or how did that go?
Okay, I'm in California. And in 1998, we actually moved to Texas. And we were there in Texas in 1999 when the husband, he was sleeping in his bed, and Tracy Charlton entered the house and shot him in the stomach in October of that year. So we were there. We did not leave Texas until March of 2000. So my daughter and I, how can I say this? I was married for 22 years, and I had four adopted children. And the family was very dysfunctional. And so I said, we have to break this up. And Celeste was 17, and she had married and had twins. So she was more or less on her own. And my older son was with friends, so that just left the two of them, the younger children. And my husband was responsible for the younger boy, and I took the younger girl. So there was a lot of unresolved issues with Celeste and with all the children. And so when she... we became more or less estranged, and she moved out of the California area, and I didn't hear from her until she was living in Texas. Well, I mean, she called a couple times and different things like that, but I mean, I didn't really talk to her. So when I came back to Texas in 1998, things from her childhood were erupting, and it was associated to my presence there. I brought back a lot of memories. Also, her sister brought back memories. The whole thing toppled on her, and she ended up in a depression where she met Tracy Charlton in a hospital. So even though I was there in Texas, the daughters had taken on a role of protecting their mother from me. They didn't completely understand the situation, and actually she and I didn't understand the situation. I mean, you have to, when you have a family situation, you have to get the family together and open up and talk, but if you don't do that, it just goes on for years and years and years. So because when we were there, we intended to stay. We bought property and built a house. But since I wasn't involved with the family anymore, they were more or less shunning me, I decided to sell the property and come back to California. So I didn't catch up with her, even though I knew that Stephen had died. And I even sent flowers to him, but I wasn't at his funeral. But the thing of it was, I didn't know my place at that time. So I just, when things like that happen to the family, I have to let it develop and then come back to me. And she did. And when she was in jail, she got a letter to me, which is in Wounded Bird. So now that she's in prison, we've written back and forth. We were able to understand the problems that we had and worked them out. So I didn't know, although she did call me at the, when just before I was leaving Texas, and she was shocked that I was leaving, but the daughters had kept all the information from her.
Wow.
So
she got two twin daughters at that time that was,
yes,
really keeping information from you where you could have helped the situation a little bit. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Well, even when you read the transcripts, the doctors, she had asked about what is the situation with her mother, and the doctor said, maybe you should not communicate at this time. We got to find out what is really bugging you that's causing you to, it's like triggers inside of you. So let's wait for that. Let's get the other stuff, the more important stuff done, and then we'll do the stuff with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
These things happen when kids are so small, and they're not intellectually able to think it through, you know. They just get scared and hide, and they don't. And when the father would suggest that he was going to kill me if she told me, then she definitely wouldn't say anything.
Right.
So
right.
It was just a very dysfunctional situation, and I was working. Even though I took them to psychiatrists and different things, but none of them would talk then. None of them would open their mouth.
Open up.
Because, you know, that's an adult thing to do, and even a lot of adults won't do that. So.
Right, right.
But
right.
I do want to say, because in the book, Trial by Perjury, I mentioned the twins, and I want people to understand. In 1999, they had a birthday, February 6th, which was before all the stuff began, and they were 18 years old. In 2000, they were 19 years old, and they had taped a telephone message from their mother, which she cussed them out. Now, they weren't kids. They were 19 years old.
They're grown women now.
Yeah, and they were taking money out of her account. And she was trying to stop them from doing that. And then in 2003, which was the trial date, they were 22 years old. And these girls went into court and said these things. So we're not talking about young girls. We're not talking about 17-year-olds or 16-year-olds or 13-year-olds or 14-year-olds.
We talking about 22-year-old young women.
Yeah, they were young women. And even though at the 18 they didn't fully understand the situation, they're still responsible for their actions.
Yes,
and
yes. So did they testify something bad towards their mother? Because I've seen how I learned about your daughter was I was watching the ID channel. And I watch the ID channel a lot because I write to a lot of different people if I see they have a case that need to be heard, or if I see that something is in jest, I will write that individual and introduce me and my wife's organization, The Streets Don't Love You Back, and let them know what our organization do as well. And when I seen her story, I say, wow, I say that's deep right there. So I reach out to your daughter, and she reached back out to me. And that's how we started communicating about her situation. And that's when I say, well, me and my wife have a radio show, and we would love to have your mother on the radio show to talk about this injustice and talk about things that was going on at the time that you caught this life sentence. Because it only take one incident to happen, and you don't even have to truly be a part of the incident, but just being around the incident, you become part of the incident and do a life sentence, you know? And I think that's what your daughter is facing right now. She got caught up into something that she didn't know truly how this thing was going to end. And in the end,
you know,
it took her whole life away.
That's right. And you must, you know, I know it's very difficult to be around mothers that are sick, especially when it's a mental, a sickness like that. I know it's difficult. My own mother had problems. I mean, that's what kids face. She had a drinking problem and a lot of other problems, depression and so forth. So I know it's difficult, but still, no matter what happens, that's your mother. That's your father. You can't divorce. My mother's part of me, and I was part of her. You can't divorce yourself from them. And so, for the girls to act like that, even though they thought in their mind they were protecting her, and like they put in court this telephone, and they actually taped their mother on the telephone with all these things, and her lawyer had one area which it was actually deleted. Certain words were deleted, according to the professional person that came on and testified. That was his opinion. But telephones was a big issue in the trial. And I know these girls knew the telephone numbers. There was one telephone number which I knew about. The last four digits is 0339. And there was another one that they were house phones. And they weren't controlled by AT&T. The other one was 8797, the last four digits. And they got on the stand and said they didn't know those numbers. The 8797 was a house phone in Christina's room.
Wow.
And this phone number happened to be the same phone that was taped and brought to this lawyer to prove that Tarleton was calling. And it made it sound like these two telephones didn't have any bill records. Of course they didn't have any bill records. They're house phones. They're not AT&T. They're not cell phones. All the cell phone records are kept because it's time. You're paid by time. A cell phone,
right,
or a house phone is not that way. That's just one of the little things in the trial. Mm-hmm. But it made a big difference because they said she had a secret telephone.
Wow. Well,
these suggested that they weren't on the AT&T phone, so they were secret phones.
And, so your daughter do not have a relationship with her twin daughters, I assume.
No, no. They put out a record, or what do you call that, protective custody against her. They did that before the trial even. They said they were afraid of her, and they gave certain things to this judge that when they were little that she spanked them with a meat tenderizer or something. You know how you do with a spoon? Sometimes you just grab your little kid and give them a little swat.
Right.
Oh, big deal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Then they had plenty of them.
You know, but the thing of it is, do you have any records? Do you have any police records where she beat up these little girls? Or I guess she tried to stab herself at this beautician place because she was so upset because they were saying that she did something to Stephen and or wished him dead. And Christina got involved somehow. I don't know. I wasn't there, so somehow she was scratched or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So on
the radio tonight, Ms. Hall, what point would you like the viewers to get in your daughter's case for this injustice of her being locked up? What point and what view would you like to get these audience to look at?
Well, she needs a lawyer. There is a very questionable about the medical examiner that he didn't have the proper credentials. And he's the one that said that Stephen's death was capital murder. But if you look at the records, there were three doctors, or there are more than one doctor. But he had a total history of being sick. He wasn't, and there's certainly evidence that he came in with a heart problem, and he got septus. And then at the end, he got blood clots. But even those, all those things together, you know, you would get blood clots, and then he died. And it's our point that he died a natural death. It wasn't related to the gunshot wounds. The gunshot wounds were healed. And the thing of it is that Tarleton did confess to shooting Stephen. It was with her gun. And just because one medical examiner in Austin that has proven didn't have the right credentials, I think it's perfectly acceptable to file to the court to remove her because it wasn't capital murder.
And right, and the lady who shot him, from what I read, she's free now. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. That's correct.
And if she did the shooting, I'm trying to figure out now, if you actually did the shooting, which you testified you did the shooting, why would they give your daughter a life sentence? That's where the injustice come in right there. She did not pull no trigger on nothing.
Well, they had a way to
right
do
there.
That. They had a way to do that because they said that because Stephen Beard was a wealthy man, it was for remuneration. In other words, she, Celeste, I asked Tracy Tarleton to do the shooting so that she could get the wealth. But that is a bogus thing because he had it in a trust fund, and it was irrevocable. And the trust fund owned all the property except what was given to Celeste in the will. And the preponderance of his fortune was in the trust fund, and she was designated to get the interest off of the trust fund. So if you can get her sent to prison for wanting to get the money, then
she gets nothing.
She gets nothing, that's right. But then it's broken up with all the Beard children. There were five of them at that time, which included, because
wow.
Celeste had her daughters, had Stephen adopt her daughters. So they were
really?
Part of, that's right.
So
they could.
So I'm listening to you, and it seemed like since they put their own mama on the chopping block, it seemed like they wanted money more than they wanted to prove their mother's innocence.
Well, people thought it was wrong for Stephen to keep his children out from getting the money. They were the rightful, but two wrongs do not make a right, you know. You
right.
can't, because he did that. I mean, that's the way he wanted, he earned the money. That's the way he wanted his money done. That's the way he
mm-hmm.
set it up. He hired the lawyer. He had the lawyer fix it up that way. But they're claiming because that Stephen loved her so much that she beguiled him. But, I mean, he still was making decisions even in the hospital. So they filed a suit against him, you know, what do you call it, civil suit. And that judge threw it out. He said no, that he because Stephen had actually signed the shopping center that was in two phases. The first phase was already in the trust, but the second phase, he moved it into the irrevocable trust in the hospital. So he said he was fully capable of making his own decisions about the trust fund.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know that in the minds of people. I just know from reading the transcripts that it doesn't add up. That's all I know.
Yes, ma'am. So, what would you like to say to your daughter on the radio tonight?
To my daughter? I love my daughter.
Yes.
And she's a good girl. You go through a family situation that we have, and you have a few years to work it out. And but it doesn't mean that you stay that way. You develop. You find the Lord, and you read the Bible, and you grow. And that's the way things are done in ordinary people. And so... But at the time that I went to visit her, she went to Timberlawn for a trauma situation. She went to Timberlawn in March of 1999, and she wasn't done at Timberlawn until the end of June. And we went to visit her, my husband and I. He's since passed away. And we knew she was going through a situation, and you can't really judge a person until they get through the situation to know how they... And she doesn't speak up, and I would have told Tarleton, hey, I'm not interested, forget it, and just walk away. Well, she did walk away, but she let Stephen tell her, forget it, you know.
Right, so, right. So do you have a website where people can go get your books at? If you do, you can give it to the viewers on the radio show tonight.
Well, it's at Amazon.com. Both of them are there. Wounded Bird includes letters from Gatesville Prison and Trial by Perjury. And they're both Nancy Hall, mother of Celeste Beard Johnson. That's the way we...
All right, then.
So.
And you heard that, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you log on to Amazon.com and purchase them books and read them books. And if anyone is interested in helping Ms. Hall, with her daughter's case, please don't hesitate to contact the show, and we'll get a message to Ms. Hall. Or Ms. Hall, would you like to give out your email if you would like, if someone would like to get in touch with you about helping your daughter with this situation?
Mine is hallncj@gmail.com.
All right, then. And any other things you would like the viewers to know, Ms. Hall?
No, I think I've told you everything. When you go on and you read, you go to Amazon.com and put up their trial by perjury, they give you the option of reading the first two chapters. Although
mm-hmm.
the rest of the chapters are very important because when she was in jail at in Austin waiting trial, she was put in cells alone because Tarleton was there at the same time. And she broke her leg, and it talks about how that happened and the trauma that she went through with a broken leg. And she actually went to court with a broken leg that hadn't mended, and she was in a lot of pain. She gave her pain pills, and also she was on some kind of other medicine to keep her calm. And she wasn't fully aware of things in the trials. It was also another detriment that I think a person should be fully competent when you're being tried for capital murder and injury to
yes.
an elderly person with the sentence of life in prison.
Yes, indeed. So we definitely want to say we thank Ms. Hall for coming on the show tonight and sharing her message and sharing her injustice testimony about her daughter. And like I said, if you would like to get in contact with Ms. Hall and you have an email, you can listen to this show after we get through. You can hear the show 24/7 and just pay attention to what was said. And if you're someone that's a pro bono lawyer or someone that can help this situation of injustice, please do so, because that's what it's all about, you know. And any last words, Ms. Hall?
You know, there's so many places like yourself helping innocent people. It's marvelous, even Justice Denied. They help, and people should really donate and help you all out financially, because it's so important when a person can't get legal. And you have to know the right way to fill out these forms and papers and go to court and things like that. But when you're just a person chained to the to a cell and you can't get any help, it's a terrible feeling.
Yes, indeed.
So I ask for the blessings so much for you people that are in the trenches trying to get help for these people.
Hey, we thank you so much as well for the kind words. And me and my wife started this 5 years ago, and we're going to continue reaching inside the prison system, helping men and women. And in justice cases like this, we're always going to bring them to the platform on our radio show and put the message out there, because no one should be in prison if they didn't do anything, you know. So it's so many people coming out of prison now in the last couple of years, been in prison 25 years, 15, 18 years, you
yes.
know, for a crime they didn't even commit. Now, you can't get that man or woman their life back. You know what I mean? That's life gone, you know.
That's right.
That's why a lot of trial lawyers, a lot of prosecutors, a lot of judges, you all need to really, really look into these cases before you get to sentencing these people. You know, really do your homework, because we are so sick and tired of people just not getting out of prison after 20 and 30 years when you find out through DNA 40 years later that this woman or man is innocent. You can't get them people their life back. So let's be kind of careful when we're doing these cases, you know, and we don't want to send innocent people to prison, you know. So do your homework a little bit more than just want to say I want a case.
That's right. That's right.
So that's about all I have to say. And any people you would like to thank, Ms. Hall, before we leave the show tonight?
Well, a lot of people have said, Dick DeGaren was Celeste's attorney, and that he was a bad attorney and so forth. But if you read the trial transcripts, you'd understand that he asked all the questions. They were all there. The jury just listened to the sensational part and the part that just records and things that were important. They just didn't listen to them, or they were boring, and I don't know. It was a long trial, but he asked all the questions, and it was all there. Anybody could see that things didn't work out right, but that's the point, too, as a citizen. When you go and you're going to be on a trial, you've got to give full attention to everything. Don't just think the prosecution is right or the defense is right. You listen and weigh everything. You get back there in the just deliberate. I mean, talk about it. Ask for records. Want to look at the records. I want to see the records. Don't just go along with things. It means a person's life.
Yes, yes, you know, and we don't need no more of that. There's so much of that I done seen in the last couple of years, like I said, people just getting out of prison for many years behind bars, and, you know, you don't want that, you know what I mean, because that's a lot of time for a person to spend, you know, and you never know how anyone going through anything when they're behind them walls, you know, because you can't see behind the walls. So you don't know actually what you are putting someone through, you know, when you...
Well, it's not fun. I've been through a lot of that with my daughter. I've heard of different things, and she's... I talk to her almost every day, and believe me, it is a very, very hard life. It's not like what's shown on TV.
Oh, no, it's no, we sitting in the yard chilling and relaxing, none of that.
Yeah, oh, no, it's not like that at all. Just
yeah.
The strip
so
searching is terrible.
Wow.
I mean,
so
every day.
To do, every day, yes. What we would like to do, we would just like to say we thank Ms. Hall for coming on the show tonight. We want to give a big shout-out to Ms. Celeste Johnson, who's down in prison in Texas down there at Mountain View Prison down there. And we just thanking her for reaching back out to me and my wife's movement. And we're going to continue putting her story out here. And hopefully the right ears will hear it and want to get involved with the situation to bring someone home that don't deserve to be there. So we want to just thank you for that tonight, Ms. Hall. And please keep in touch with us. And don't hesitate to email me if you need anything.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Tell Ms. Celeste we send our love to her, and we look forward to her letters.
Okay. I will. Thank you. Good
all right.
Night.
Have a great night. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our guest tonight, Ms. Nancy Hall. She's the mother of one of our members in prison down in Texas. And right now we're going to go to our music part of the segment of the show tonight. And we just thanking everybody around the world who tunes in. Let's get started.
control. We're falling out of control. We're calling, balling, baby. We're falling out of control. Ball with me, my friend. Ball with me on the court. Ball with me off the court, my friend. Let's ball all the way and do the things that we should do. Let's ball all the way to the top, out of control. Let's ball all the way to the top, my. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's do the things we should do. Let's take it to the top and be successful too. That's how we ball. Ball out of control so well. Let's take it to the top, my people. Ball out of control. Oh, where we need to go. Let's ball out of control, my people. Let's ball out of control and go where we need to go. The only way we can go is to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. We're falling out of control. And tell me, do you want to ball, my people? We're falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do successful things for real. Just ball out of control, my friend. Just ball out of control. Just get to the finish line, go. But ball out of control. I'm balling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. We gotta take it to the top, my people.
Yeah. your name. And I get back with you quite a fool of fame.
I'm passing and you're sweating. knocking at my front door, 3 in the morning like the motherfucking popo. Grab a popo, put it straight to the peephole. Nigga, state your business and what you want me for.
Let me see day, baby, put the gun down. Get word on the street, nigga starting to hate now. Matter of fact, I just came from over boy house. He said bring the hardware, girl, it's about to go down.
Bet that, murk these cats, call me shooter. Just put a new scope on my red hawk Ruger. When it's let walk through ya, you're no longer with us. Just laying in the place where the dead talk to you. Got the rest of the toolies in the back of the cougar. That's my murder at the midnight whip, let's dip. Call boy telling me to put some extra clips. We gon' give him a little taste of some gangster shit.
Now that's that, we stay strapped to the bullets. And yeah, we ain't never scared to pull it. Beware, it's them good, I drop bombs. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm.
Wet up, it's them goody nigga, break your stuff. Run up in your crib with a 9, make myself. Right at home, not alone, got my crew with me.
Yeah, and we SD mobbing in the place to be. So go on, put your hands high, we got you surrounded. Surrendering to the sound from the platinum logic. When it come to rapping, I got it bad like Usher.
Give me a beating like Wade, I'll make it a jumper. 3-pointer game winner, best respect. Slim good behind the arc, shot a lead, you wet. All net, y'all cat can't ball with us. The bend while us the flows. When we dunk on you hoes,
like whoa. Black rob you nipples. I got heat that'll melt like coffee crystals. 6 shots from a revolving pistol. Will leave 6 spots on your body wrinkles.
It's your girl Slim Goody people. In and out the system like a fucking sequel. Now my little youngest wanna thug like we do. Tryna tell them that it ain't no love in these streets.
No love, man, it's a new type of evil. Cause we don't give a fuck, we ready to throw it up.
Yep. And we don't give a damn, we ready to weigh them grounds.
That boy and that girl,
ladies and gentlemen,
that's that.
We stay strapped to the bullets, and yeah, we ain't never scared to pull it. Beware, it's them good, I drop bombs. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm.
I'm at my best. Lay back with a pack, got a stack, oh yes, I'm fresh. I'm fly indeed, I'm rage, I'm boss, I'm light MC. I might just be the next dynasty. A female rapper can't deny me. Her T.I.B., queen of QC. At the top of my game where you find me. On live TV, on my CD. On my label, code as I-T-E. Come ride with me, let your mind be free. Get down to the sounds of Slim the D. My 4-4 Magnum Symphony. That's so toe tapping when I squeeze. I'll flip the clip. Now ladies, this, why the fellas fight? Hold my delight. This is a banger. I can make a change with a beat like this. You better move, move.
Yeah. Ladies love it, fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Up in the club with my crew, and yeah, we on the drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it, fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Up in the club with my crew, and yeah, we on the drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies love it, fill your cup up, what you fuck with? Up in the club with my crew, and yeah, we on the drunk shit. Homies love it, ladies. Boy Records.
Boy Records.
Who?
Young Struggle.
In my life, wanna make a change, but they just ain't coaches. Put them lyrics down, and now I'm selling legal dope. On the streets, trying to make that green, but it wasn't easy. Shit I was doing wasn't too set up on being sleazy. But I got past that stage, I had to bail. Living life was hell, but when fat times in the county jail. That was a wake-up call, but did I listen? Doing grown-up things that extra change, sure ain't what you're missing. Boy, I can't help it, but sometimes I have to cry. Going through all these changes in my life, and I don't know why. Stronger and it's taking longer. Just tell me how long do our babies have to die from hunger? It seems like everything is coming to an end. Will I lose my life, lose my babies, or go through the pen? I don't know, so I got to make it better for myself. Selling tracks and stacking cream is the way to wealth. That's what a woman like me thinks about, baby. Trying to make a change, cause things for me is getting really shady. I'm on the road to ecstasy and so much envious. With all them buses and them hoes, I know I can't trust. So many haters in this world trying to keep me down. But I stay up, keep a smile instead of a frown. Only roll with niggas and keep it real every day. Getting paid, count up that cheddar, it's the only way to survive in what this world has in store for me. Adolescent mother in this crazy ass democracy. Play myself, I think not, because I've been there twice. Trying to make it better for myself is being more precise. So I'ma strive just as long as I can stay alive. Keep the faith and let my babies know that it's alright. But sometimes cry, but sometimes I know it hurts. I may not be the best mother, but see, I do it worse. On the grind, out of bag, gotta keep my shit in motion. Step by step, and now I'll be moving just like the ocean. And I will fly, but some that might just seem to rain. Not for me, because I gotta get up out.
Who let me drop some on this track and put my two cents in it? How I had to make a change in my life before I finish. Hung with thugs, thieves, pushers, and hustlers. Still through your riches, I'm still living the life while others lock up in prison. So listen, the shit that I did was illegal, but I'm not going in jail with you people, so let me do what I gotta do. It really doesn't matter who don't like my change. Stay away from me if it bothers you, cause I won't change mine. You better change yours. You say it's open opportunities, but all I see is closed doors. Cause my L.I.F.E. had me in a state of misery. Made me wanna go back in my past and change my history. Struggle, definition of shit that I was going through. Living out my life just like the Romans do. See, I'm a rebel without a cause, a nigga with brass balls. Trying to keep my head above the water before I fall. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under with this lightning and this thunder. My mind be drifting up on some psychopathic shit, but I'm not a killer, so let me keep it on the rhythm. All that I know that there's a change gon' come. I'm living my life from where I'm at, yeah, not from where I'm from.
Let's do it all, baby, baby, baby. Right. Let's just change. Yeah,
Establish that dream of living. background. Having total control and power over my surroundings, knowing who to love and who to hate. From niggas to bitches, who the true ones and who the fake ones. Then start my game on a level that they can't even understand. Know what I'm saying? Now I be taking it to the dungeon, hitting herbal all the time, marinating by myself, trying to get a peace of mind. I step up on the scene, about to starve and go for broke, make a ride to Tennessee, on my way back to Detroit. Got me starving for so long, my Nicki Nike catching hoes. Sweet smoke keeps me calm, boy, I climb on these fools. Game tight, it's on and popping road to the riches. My clan for life and duty players representing time for change in the game. But my guess be staying back, he got that money on my mind, giving up the baller status. Fresh face, no finger waves, that frozen breaks. Visions of Nefertiti, diamond cut on my chain. I remain with no more pain, like I'm pop preaching games to my players, cause we dripping like a mop. Black monsters don't stop, cause I'm still in your pockets. I'm peeping out your game and your wallet is my top. Only the real will survive in this game relay. Sticking and moving on the field like I'm Cassius Clay. Keeping cheddar on my mind, ain't nothing better. I'm acting short, it's on the go, the definition of a player. The real will survive in this game relay. Sticking and moving on the field like I'm Cassius Clay. I'm keeping cheddar on my mind, ain't nothing better. I'm acting short, it's on the go, the definition of a player. Come on. See, it be time to take it deep with the skills to make a million. Ghetto love for my thugs on the street making cheese. Steady tripping Hennessy, black and miles and green leaks. Till I die staying high, can you feel me on top of the world? But God forbid, just imagine all the jealous niggas sitting at the crib. They got me flying high on this plane and I'm with it. Giving up the baller status and this rap thing my ticket. I can feel the wind blow, moon start to set. Got me rising from the sun from the east to the west. Now who's the best? Don't really matter from the jump, like I told you. Hit your brain with this thing, claiming northern exposure. Money trails and leaving no survivors when I hit. Unleashing the mob clan on that ass like a pit. From recording booth to venues, let me serve you, here's your menu. Street soldiers gotta die, but the game must continue. Only the real will survive in the game relay. Sticking and moving on the field like I'm Cassius Clay. Keeping cheddar on my mind, ain't nothing better. I'm acting short, he's on the go, the definition of a player. Come on. Let Mr. Nasty Nasty back. Let me dig a boogie planet, cause I'm fat like that. Grab your knapsack, your niggas and your hiking gear, cause we be climbing to the top and ain't no stopping here. Cause I'm a warlord, military operations warfare. Strapped with my twin sack, born off of combat. The purse marked to the highest degree. The superficial is complete, grandson the streets. From the ghetto we rotting, distinguish your board, you verses. Rise perpendicular, I'm rooted in the surface. It be blowing like the weeds in the seeds we pop. We done harvested the crops, so it be time for props. So what's your proverb? Show me in your lyrics where it's written, and I show you in the hip-hop laws where it's forbidden. Cause I'm shaking motherfuckers with maneuvers. Position myself to stack jewels, millions on you fools. The real will survive in this game we lay. Sticking and moving on the field like I'm Cassius Clay. Keep a cheddar on my mind, ain't nothing better. I'm acting short, he's on the go, the definition of a player. The real will survive in this game we lay. Sticking and moving on the field like I'm Cassius Clay. Keep a cheddar on my mind, ain't nothing better. I'm acting short, he's on the go, the definition of a player.
I'm sending out a red alert. Where all my troopers at? This is the struggler going for your jugular. Boy, records for Dutch.
Where my troopers at? Tell me where my troopers at. Where my troopers at? Tell me where my troopers at. Where my troopers at? Tell me where my troopers at. Where they at? Where they at? Where they at?
Hey, yo, I'm peeping about to go to see where my partner's at. From East Coast to West Coast. Fuck it, I'm turning the whole map. Because we romantic, just like the Masons. We come from different places. My nigga Rick Wood will punch your face in. From that chocolate city, smoking on that chocolate tower. Mary and Barry made it along to stay high. Straight from D.C., where niggas don't call it VP. Mo better got the connections, 5-0, be smoking DTC. Hot dog, butchies in the limelight. Yeah, they got their heads right, cause they living a good life. Well, let me creep on down to VA, yeah, that's what. at you like I heard a buffalo. And he never stumble when he rumble, cause my nigga Mook is strapped. Big Freak got my back, aka Killer Maniac. I'm in the club showing love and get my freak on. My partner Big Mill is in the corner getting his speech on. My homie Bub, he's the master of the game. He's clocking more dollars than Michael Jackson got fame. Well, it's that swish and sweet smoking, belly coke tote, nigga straight from the D. Darnell Drake and Dewey B. Got that bomber, that shit that be dropping like Hiroshima. Keep you mellow than the motherfucking steamer. I'm dropping it on the one, motherfucker, 2-3. D. Brown and Ross got a gang of hoochies. Well, let me take a trip and let me dip in, which I cannot. Hanging with my niggas in Indianapolis, Indiana. Checking out the strip club, don't wanna go home. So I'm calling my partner Scott on the cellular phone. He said you need to be involved with this trio. Trio, two bad bays with a face like Vanessa Del Rio. Now I'm mobbing through the hood of his motherfucking state. Big Hayes got Muncie locked down like Alexander Gray. And I'm peeping and I'm creeping down in Gary. I saw my niggas chewing jeans, giving niggas flurries. The buck shots, the buck stops, but then they finish blows. My partner bang heads, got all the Indiana hoes. Now I done traveled this world, I seen perms and Jerry girls in Missouri. Now I'm in East St. Louis, where the bigger black a nigga shows no pity. He'll cut your ass from ear to ear and slice your ass from titty to titty. Big head is who he be, baby, with EZB, baby. Floating above the water in Louis, baby. Where ain't no love lost, get your life tossed in the jungle. Cause niggas from St. Louis, yes, they love to rumble.
Where my troopers at? Tell me where my troopers at. Where my troopers at? Tell me where my troopers at.
The city where the wind blows constantly on 79th and Acid with my nigga Big Harvey. We creeping up in the click when I'm in Chicago, we roll dick. I steps inside the club, I see blood, sweat, and tears in this bitch. I step to the back, I feel my Kango hat. I see my nigga Cakes, I give him that special death. And these niggas smoked out and they acting kind of rowdy. Steps outside, I see Javon in the Audi. Swerving down the freeway, gotta take it easy. 75 south to the motherfucking DA. My niggas in Atlanta got my back. Trumaine Q-Tip.
Newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
The streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
I gotta do right before they call me home.
Greetings. I'm G.I. Johnson, California's Political Prisoner of the Year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. freegiproject.org. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We back at the top of the hour. WENJ. We got a very special guest in the house. Sexy. Slim Goody. About to sit down and poly a little bit. Do a little ghetto talking, you know? Slim, tell me something.
From AZ to double O, high the way we triple and double the pile of the bubble, but I stay low, subtle and fly. No cuddle, no cry, I'm good and fly. These brothers acting hard, but they shut and shy. I'm getting Cenos like casinos from Cincy to Reno. We see re-ups, you see repos, your G'd up, but your G-flow. Baby, be easy like a free throw. You're cheesy and me no need no hero. My knees real, you placebo. Negro, you ain't first, that's where my seat go. You better believe, bro, I can believe my enemies bleed mo. I'm second watching trees grow. My teeth like where them trees go. I'm spinning that cheap flow. It's my way like DK and Khalid. I'm with his car, not where he go. At the bar till he be on zero. I got money and power of the veto. Your paper got your sour, show like you DeVito. I'm pulling strings like you the bass, and I'm the Tito. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay. Living triple beam dream giving, lift to the fiends killing, rip with them things so next, yeah. To my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay. Living triple beam dream giving, lift to the fiends, yeah. Killing, rip with them things so next, yeah. To my hips and my jeans. From nothing to 10, 10 to 20, y'all be something getting got. We be bumping, getting plenty, then puffing the piff, sipping the Henny. Slim be setting the trends, y'all be bending for the trendy gap. Love for my team, send death to my enemy. The drought got you sick, this Slim got your remedy. Boo got juice like Duke got energy. Shutting you down like Duke did synergy. Slim be putting the Simply Queen of the Cincy. Lean bag, beaming in the Bentley. Cream bag like I never seen empty. Seen stacks of your green, never tempt me. Hit the scene with green eyes and a lip. It's your dream girl, baby. Be the rise of a gift. Dreamy thighs, driving gas to the lives of a sim. He settles down, I arrive with the him. I got drive, so I arrive with the rent. My ghetto walk, getting gas on the rise with the mint, rhyme with the tent. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team, we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay. Living triple beam dreams, yeah. Giving, yeah. Lift to the fiends, chilling, yeah. Riff with them things, so next, yeah. To my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team, we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay. Living triple beam dreams, yeah. Giving, yeah. Lift to the fiends, yeah. Chilling, riff with them things, so next, yeah. To my hips and my jeans. Brother Sal, shout and come to Slim with Cal, Chow, Gigi. Better than Bow Wow, just shawty been a Bow Wow. Ghetto tar cleaner with the foul mouth. Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, the righty style. Tell you what the body bout, smell you with the shoddy cloud. Never tell a shout it down, better jail than a cloud of doubt. No money better than crank and powder bout. From Bummy to Bank to calling routes. Call me the QB cutie, fakin' niggas in the QC. I say, who me? He say, you with the booty. He say, he wanna swoop me, screw the coochie. I dig dick, but baby, I don't do groovy. I got my own, I don't care about your Gucci. You in the peanut gang like Snoopy and Lucy. You ain't ghetto talking, so you lose me. My crew unruly, say who pulling the toolie down for doing the duty. You down, we move a hoochie. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team, we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay. Living triple beam dreams, yeah. Giving, yeah. Lift to the fiends, yeah. Killing, riff with them things, so next, yeah. To my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team, we creaming up, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking the ghetto, we be gleaming, okay. Living triple beam dreams, yeah. Giving, yeah. Lift to the fiends, yeah. Killing, riff with them things, so next, yeah. To my hips and my jeans.
The paranoia, the shadow people, you start seeing random shadows thinking that people are following you. You're in a house, you think everyone's out to get you, even though they're supposed to be your friends, you think. You think everybody just hates you, basically. My name is Alan. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 16 years old. One thing I do a lot of was steal from my family. That was probably the most hurtful. I take everything that they liked, and I would go and trade them for drugs. I'd go to a pawn shop and pawn them off just for just maybe 20, 30 bucks just to get high. My morals were pretty messed up at the time. All my reservations were gone. I said I'd never steal from my family. I would never steal from a random individual. I've done all those. I had to get to that point to where I lost everything. Family gave up on me. Pretty much had nobody but myself, which I did to myself, so.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
I sat in an empty apartment. I found a 9mm under the kitchen sink, and I stuck it up to my head, and I was ready to pull the trigger and ready to die. You know, I knew what I made of my life was a living hell. My name is Joe, and I'm 20 years old. I'm from Apache Junction, Arizona, and I started using meth when I was 16. I was doing about an 8-ball a day, and it was terrible. It was lonely, you know, being out using it was lonely because all the friends that you had before, and they want nothing to do with you, and I pulled my oldest brother into it, got him wrapped up and involved in it, and, you know, the first time he tried it, he was hooked. You don't realize that it's not only hurting yourself, but it's hurting everybody around you. I look back now, I mean, everything I said that I didn't want to be is what I turned out to be, because I know how bad I was. And I know how many people I've hurt around me. I know that that's not something that I'm wanting to do again.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Back home. My tired heart is broken. Please don't.
very long way to get like.
Thank you.
nothing but love.
Got homies on
the air, they got my back.
We the photo thugs.
Now where they at? Where they at?
Hollin' bout,
huh? Nigga, what?
Up to, man. Up to. You know what I'm saying? Just tonight talking about life,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, for real, love.
days of struggle, you know, constant struggle, you know, constant struggle, I get it, I understand that, you know, gotta keep moving, you know, success, you know, for real.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try to listen to my story.
See, everybody fresh but broke like me. Bro, wish that I could fall like them ballers on the street. Living that everyday lamp life made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I get mine. Trying to keep the distance between that hate and that greed. Mercy, between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with, it's more than one need. Me, been the rest of mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your bags when you out them all. Send it back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Carter, your brain with the diamond chips. I just bought a new whip. Can it paint a double dip? Every day is a hustle. I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try to listen to my story.
Life can't break the distress in my eyes. 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud. My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listen to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it. I prove it, showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen, this is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski. Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try to listen to my story. See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try to listen to my story.
The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
Testing 1, 2. We ain't recording this one. Oh.
I'm dreaming on your love. Tell me how you feel. Is it real? How you feel about me? Can you tell me? Is it true? The things I heard from you. Is it true? What I say? Tell me, baby, how you feel about me when I say I see your eyes, girl. Your eyes are so pretty in my world, in my world. That's all I wanna say, how you feel. Tell me, baby, baby, do you wanna go to my yacht, girl? Do you wanna get sexy, baby? Do you wanna join my world, girl? That's all I wanna say. Shake it, baby. Shake it, baby, baby. Yeah. That's all I want you to do. shake it, baby. When I see you walking, girl,
walking, girl,
I say, look at that sexy body, girl. That's all I want you to do. Shake it, shake it, shake, baby. Shake it, shake it, shake, baby. Shake it, shake it, shake, girl. Do it like a snake, girl. Let me see you do it, girl.
Do it, girl.
Let me see you rock your world. Can I love you down? Can I love you down? That's all I wanna do. That's all I wanna do. Can I love you, girl?
Love you, baby.
Can you shake it, shake it, shake it, baby? Baby, when I see you walk down the street, girl, let me see you, baby, let me see you rock and rock my world, girl. All I wanna see you, baby, do it now, do it, baby. Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, girl.
Jump, 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 girl.
Jump, girl.
It's the B-O-Y-D thing. It's the B-O-Y-D thing. Can you jump, 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 girl?
Jump, baby.
Can you shake it, shake it, girl?
Looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is B-O-Y-D and Struggles coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to your player haters, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Rex is knocking you out like Robitussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told ya. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player-hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Party, you better not run up. Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dopest. Who put your face in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You wanted out the family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, 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 you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
partner, you played yourself. Trying to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So watch your health. Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game, cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain, about to shake the ground for all you black stabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hit from my partner.
Break it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity black up in you two. Dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on a backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, and ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my face, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb. Fly away like a bird, partner. You need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight, partner. You played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling I'll be. Your negativity be scratching against my surface, cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Bat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should to mess with you, so I'm gonna do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as fluid soldiers, known to turn your body black and blue. I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on. See, if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or roam cheat. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, 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 I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself, cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, gangster? I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank everybody for tuning in tonight at the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We would like to thank everybody. We would like to give a special shout out to all our soldiers behind the prison walls and that reach out and educate and help the youths and adults behind the prison walls and the soldiers that help the adults and youths out here in the world. And we just want to thank everybody for all that they do with us as an organization. And we want to give a big shout out to everybody around the world that always tune in. If you have not been to our website yet and joined the movement, please go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.nind.com. And we want to just thank our sponsors for sponsoring us and donating to us for our homeless feed every month. And we just want to thank everybody. And all the information is on our website. From Boyd and Lucinda, we send our love. Peace and love.